the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Next, I wouldn't have left my damn kid with him. Man, me personally, there's two people in the world you can't say nothing bad about that I'm going to believe. That's MJ and R. Kelly. I refuse to believe it. Michael Jackson, man, I don't care what the rumors is, all that bullshit going on with his name and all that. He is still and forever will be the greatest entertainer in the world. The only man that can say he sold out Wimbledon Stadium, dude. Wimbledon Stadium.
I understand everything that they did. I understand that part. But the part that I'm trying to get y'all to understand is like, us as, I'll put it out there, us as black people, yes, we idolize them because we know where they came from and what they achieved and what they got to. But like I heard a guy on the radio, and he was like, well, I mean, y'all praising somebody that, you know, that she fell victim to drugs. You know, now that she's dead, y'all want to act like she was an angel. And in all aspects, she wasn't.
She ain't the only motherfucker out there that didn't feel victim of drugs.
Oh, hold on, dog. I didn't say that. I didn't say she was the only one. But it's like, you know, now can't nobody say nothing bad about Whitney. And just 2-3 weeks ago, motherfuckers was like, yeah, that motherfucker still, the bitch still doing crack. But now it's like, don't nobody say nothing bad about Whitney.
Because this is our society is. Michael Jackson, alive, pedophile, dead, greatest performer ever.
Icon,
Whitney Houston, alive, crackhead, drughead,
right. Dead.
The second queen of soul. That's just how they look at it, man.
It don't matter, though. It don't matter. They still got a legacy. You got to judge them on their legacy, not their mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. You got to judge them on their legacy.
She's human, man.
What did they do?
I understand that. I mean, I'm on y'all's side. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there for the people who, I mean, everybody's not going to look at this like, okay, Whitney Houston, you know, icon. Whitney Houston finally finally took our ass over. I mean, people going to look at it like that. And what I'm saying is that a lot of people going to get mad about it, but it is some truth to that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, she was a hell of a performer.
I'm not taking that from her, but I'm just saying, I'm just asking, I mean, it's a simple fact that do you think that people can tarnish their legacy?
Well, of course it can be tarnished, but I don't think her legacy is tarnished. I don't. I don't think Michael Jackson's legacy is tarnished.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to throw what about LT's football career? Him messing with that 16, or how old was that prostitute, underage prostitute? Is that tarnished his career?
They charged him with it, but he wasn't found guilty, was he?
No. I agree. I just said that's a legend. I just threw that out there with one of the legends.
Well, technically, it is. He allegedly killed his ex-wife. Wasn't proven, though.
Allegedly.
It wasn't proven, though. You see, you're missing a point. It wasn't proven. Just like Michael Jackson, he allegedly molested kids. Wasn't proven. It was not proven. So you can't say that. You can't say Michael Jackson. You can say he allegedly molested some kids, but you can't say for a fact that Michael Jackson molested kids unless you was there and saw it. Other than that, you cannot say for a fact that happened.
R. Kelly, that cheated on that girl, and he didn't know that chick was underage either. That's alleged, too.
How the fuck are you saying the videotape on him? He just paid his way after that shit.
Hey,
well, that's alleged.
They said it wasn't him, so until they prove that it was him, I'm going to believe what the brother said.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum-faced motherfucker!
I'm just saying.
You just going too far.
No, hey, dude, it's the difference between allegedly and the facts.
All right, well, let me ask you something, dog. Allegedly, somebody did something to one of your loved ones. You know they did it, but by the court of law, they said that person didn't do it. Would you actually say, since the judge said that they didn't do it, I'm not going to touch it?
Of course not. That's because it's personal to me. But when I'm on the outside looking in, it's different. When if something happens to you personally, if something happened to your loved one and they said so-and-so did, of course, personally, you're going to believe that. But let's say you didn't know it. You know what I'm saying? Like Whitney Houston. We don't know Whitney Houston personally. You know what I mean? So we really don't know what happened. It doesn't affect us personally. But if it's something happens to somebody in your family, that affects you personally, so you're going to see things differently.
All right, you said it don't affect us personally. All right, well, it don't affect us personally because, like you said, we didn't know it. But let's call a spade then. It don't affect us personally, but, I mean, while she was living, didn't you think she was a crackhead?
Well, of course, by along with everybody else. I thought she was. See, allegedly she was doing drugs. It wasn't a fact.
Oh, come on, man.
You know what I mean?
This is
the difference between allegedly and facts. We don't know the facts.
She was in and out of rehabs. What the fuck you think she was in them rehabs for? Cookies?
Well, okay.
But it still doesn't
affect her legacy. Let me bring in the caller. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Lucius.
What's going
on? What's up, Lucius?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on down?
You got something to say on this?
What are you talking about?
Or are we talking about allegedly and the facts? No, we're talking about Whitney.
Oh, okay.
The cougar.
Okay,
you know,
she was
a cougar, too. That was proven, too. That's a fact. She was a cougar. She messed around with Ray J. He's 20 years younger than
her. Yeah, that was bad.
That's wrong?
What's wrong with that? She got to get her husband, too?
Because you shouldn't be messing around with folks old enough to be young enough to be your kids. That's too much.
Come on, once you're over 21, we all grown.
That may be, but still, that's doing too much.
All right, so you 45. You want a nigga? You want a motherfucker 47 or a young vibrant 22-year-old?
I'm not going to mess with nobody that's young enough to be going out with my kids.
But now you got this motherfucker who got diabetes. You know what I'm saying? Gout. He can't move around. And you got this young motherfucker over here knocking a line out you. You said you gonna turn him away?
Yep.
Okay, I know why you answering.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Look at all the
people who've done that. And what are their problems? All those little youngsters. Look at Demi Moore. What did Ashton Kutcher do? What is he out there doing? I mean, just look at it.
All
the rest of them that did that. They're all messing around. They all, because they're younger, they all want to live that lifestyle. They all have to still grow up. They done already went through that. You know, the ones that are older done already went through that.
They say make them your man. I'm just saying, just fuck around with them.
But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make them their men. And then when they go off and cheat, then they're, oh, they did this. Oh, you know, they're acting devastated. Well, what did they expect?
Okay, well, that was their fault for trying to make them their man. Now, I mean, if you single, all right, now, Lucius, let's just say this on the perspective of you being single. Now, if you were single, hypothetically speaking, you were single and, you know.
You're saying
if
they just wanted a booty call? If that's all it was about?
Yeah. Who would you take? The 45-year-old man with diabetes? Who taking them?
I caught that motherfucker, you slick talking motherfucker.
No, oh, man. I swear to God, man, that was not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, you know what? I'm sorry I even said that, man.
Personally, I'm still not going to mess with the younger one because I ain't trying to die. Still out there like that.
I hear you. On my mama, man. That wasn't directed. Hey, dog. On my mama, man. I didn't even think about what I was saying. I was just talking.
It's all great.
A thousand apologies, brother. A thousand apologies. You had 45.
Damn near. Yeah.
He's 62, man.
Motherfucker.
Oh. Hey, a thousand apologies, dog. A thousand apologies. That was just a number that came out my head, man. That's all.
Diabetes, huh?
Yeah.
Threw that one in there, too. You had me to the 45, but when you threw the diabetes in there, I'm like, wait a minute.
Hey, I had to put the phone down. I was like, damn.
No, man. You know what? I'm going to shut up, man. Y'all,
22-year-old, huh? Now, go ahead, man. Make your point, dog. It's all good. I'll pick it up joke anyway, dog.
I mean, I'm just saying, but that was funny when you think about it. But, hey, no, I'm just saying, I mean, on the average, I mean, okay, Lucius, you may not, you know, I can respect that. You know, and I'm not saying every woman will, but you got a lot of them cougars out there that, you know what I'm saying? They gonna go for that younger guy. I mean,
my sister is one of them.
Oh, shit. How old is she?
How old is my sister?
Yeah.
36.
Okay. Let me ask. What age do you consider the cougar? Or is it like a certain time frame? Like if y'all like 10 or 15 years apart, I mean, do that make you a cougar? Because now I got somebody that I work with. She like 33. And she don't want nobody over 22. Do that make her a cougar?
She's what?
She's 33, but she don't want nobody over 22.
Damn, really?
Yeah, seriously. You ain't, hey. You 20, 21? I mean, now she said her thing is 20 to 22. She
won't date nobody over 22.
She said every now and then she'll fuck with a 19-year-old. But over 22, no, she's not fucking with you. No, she's 33. I mean, do that make her a cougar?
I think so.
I don't know what age they consider them to be cougars at. I just know that sometimes it's just too much. Cause I'll put it like this: my sister, she do all different age range. She's 36, and right now she's with one that's 10 years younger, and the one before that was 19. And I was like, whoa. And her daughter is 17. So that's why I said that's just too much.
Okay.
And,
you got to be a cougar. Well, hold on for a second. Let me. Hey, Janine, what's happening?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Did that make her a cougar?
Well, because she was a 19-year-old?
Yeah.
If you dating somebody that's 2 years younger than your oldest child, you got to be a cougar, right?
I would say that was...
I mean, okay, yeah, she's a cougar, but I don't see nothing wrong with it. It's her life, and that's what she chose to do. Maybe he doesn't want to
be a cougar. Okay, what was the man doing it? What if a man was doing it?
It's the same thing. Exactly, it's the same thing.
You know what they call it. You know what they call you, sugar daddy.
Now, he may not know he paying for it, but he is.
Oh, he knows.
He knows he's paying for it. I mean, come on now. Let's be realistic.
Some of them, I don't know.
Let's be realistic, y'all. Let's be realistic. Okay, my daughter's 17. Me dating a 19-year-old, how does that look? She could have been in the same class with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't nobody see nothing wrong with that. I think there's something wrong with that. I think it's way too young.
Hold on. Make sure she goes to another school. That's all.
That's all make her daughter find out about it.
All
right. They keep tripping these damn kids. They be in her like a motherfucker. You can't keep up from these kids nowadays.
They go to the same school, you in trouble.
That's what I'm saying, though. But think about it. I mean, just really put it in perspective. You're the age you are. You're dating someone that's 2 years older than your oldest child, and nobody would see a problem with that.
I mean, look. I'm not gonna say I don't see a problem with it, man. But that shit been going on since we was kids. That's why we couldn't get Janine because she was dating him. You know what I'm saying? That's why I couldn't talk to Janine back when we was 15 and 16 because she was going with the sugar daddies.
Whatever.
Wow. Okay, now, Janine, we're going to bring you up to what we were talking about earlier. We were discussing Whitney Houston. Do you think the drugs and everything that she went through the past couple of years of her life, do you think that tarnished her image as far as the public, though? Her legacy, not her image, but her legacy.
No, because I don't know, because... I don't think so, because I still remember her from back then. I don't look at her as, you know, the way she was now.
Hold on. So when you see Whitney, you don't think about her saying, kiss my ass. Now kiss my ass. Come on, man. I mean, I'm not sit here and lie and say I'm the biggest Whitney Houston fan. I was not the biggest Whitney Houston fan. Now. A hell of a singer she was. I will give her that. She was a hell of a singer. I'm not like Wick. I didn't cry when The Greatest Love of All came on.
You said you ain't gonna never tell, dude.
Hey, well,
that's fucked up, man.
So you used to come on. How could you cry?
my first crush, man.
He just cried. I'm like, what the fuck you cry for? Ain't nobody. You know, I'm thinking in my head, like, ain't none of our family dead. So what the fuck is he crying for?
That's my first. But your answer is no, right, Janine?
Yeah, I mean, she was embarrassing. I give you that, but I still don't look at her. Because, you know, I was a real Whitney Houston fan. So, you know, I just choose to remember her, you know, from back in the day.
I mean, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, I was just asking. Do y'all think that, like, people actions tarnish their legacy? That's all I want.
Well, that's just like my family. Do they no longer, are they no longer my family because they fucked up? No. You still gotta love them.
That's a great point.
I didn't even look at it. That's a great fucking point.
No, seriously, that is a very good point.
But that is. That's a great fucking point. I didn't think about it like that. That's a great fucking point. Well played, Janine. Well played.
Oh, shit. Outstanding. But all right, y'all, we're gonna leave this one with your great ass point. We're gonna run to a song right quick. Now everybody just marinate on what Janine just said.
Hey, all my D boys, all my street niggas, everybody just out there getting money. Put your hands up. I don't care how y'all niggas getting money. It don't matter. You a hustler, nigga.
Money on my mind all the time, so I'm hustling.
Okay, this is the motherfucking anthem here. It's your boy Young Black, the Don Dodgers. Rise and grind. Let's get it. Put your hands in the air if you getting that money, nigga. You a hustler. And tell them.
Money on my mind all the time, so I'm hustling.
From the booth to the block, writing rhymes or flipping rocks. It don't matter, keep grinding.
Money,
long as you kick and chop. This the anthem for the trappers and all my niggas that's putting my drink.
Hold up. Hold up, hold the fuck up. Let me run that shit back. Let's do this shit the right way. Shout out to all my D-boys. Shout out to Big Meech. Shout out to every nigga in the streets that's out there getting money. Young Platt, I see you. Sonny G, I see you. Straight slime and click. Let's go. We hustle.
Hey, all my
D-boys,
all my street niggas. Everybody just out there getting money. Put your hands up. I don't care how y'all niggas getting money. It don't matter. You a hustler, nigga.
Money on my mind all the time, so I'm hustling. We hustling.
Okay, this is the motherfucking anthem here. It's your boy Young Black, the Don Dodgers. Rise and grind. Let's get it. Put your hands in the air if you getting that money, nigga. You a hustler. And tell them.
Money on my mind all the time, so I'm hustling. We
from the booth to the block, writing rhymes or flipping rocks. It don't matter, keep grinding.
Money,
long as you kick and chop. This the anthem for the trappers and all my niggas that's putting my
brick. I'm a raging bull,
and I'm paid the fool. Yeah, I'm feeling like a little bitch. So if you out there struggling, ain't no money coming, you need to get up on your shit. Get down with this hustle, cause time's hard, grind hard. Salute me, general, 5 stars. Now I gotta watch on back. Every time I pull it out, they be like, my God. Cause this that hustler music,
grind.
Real niggas hustle to it,
grind.
Nigga, this that shit that make you put bricks in the back of your brother's Buick,
grind.
I'm talking Big Meech,
yeah.
I'm talking Frank Lucas, I'm talking money, yeah, I'm ballin', but
nigga,
I ain't
hoopin',
bro flipper, coke dealer,
hot dudes on the block that blow killer,
my hustlers keep getting most
what
thriller,
saying?
Screaming fuck po-po,
nigga,
I'm on my money now,
so what,
so fuck that other shit, up, I got my nigga Johnny G. Hey, y'all niggas need to fuck with him. He been hustling. Been getting money around the 219. Real talk, my nigga.
Money on my mind all the time, so I'm hustling. We hustling.
Hey, that nigga got that hood like Value 1 and 2. That nigga got that gangsta island, and that money is the motivation. Hey, we grinding around here, nigga. Straight slamming.
My money talk, I hate to brag. Get my racks working and trapped in stuff and stacks in paper bags. Looking slick, expensive fit, futuristic whip, with paper tags. see them about to light some perp and take a drag. Yeah. Real G, big gun gripping.
Yeah.
In the club, bros ain't sipping.
Yeah.
Never stunt, but stay flicking.
Yeah.
Ball hard, Blake Griffin.
What?
Post up on the block. Bust a couple moves and collect the guap. Dedicated to the dollar, don't expect to stop. Tactical money, better check the clock. Whether moving way up, murking beat. Either way, I got to eat. Call it inspiration for the nation. This type of music motivates the streets. My BDs and GDs. Blackstones and Vice Lords. Straight slamming, nigga, that's the family, nigga. Straight cocaine through the mic cord. Grab for mine, get it in. Real nigga, go get a gas dividends. You can tell by the crib that I'm living in. I feel my ass about Benjamin. I play the game, thinking smarter. CMB running like the Carter. Living for the moment, planning for tomorrow. The motto is hustle, then hustle harder.
This the motherfucking action right here, nigga. You get money. I see all my niggas out there. I respect y'all, nigga. Rise and grind. Nigga, this out here. We get money, nigga.
Money on my mind all the time, so I'm hustling. We hustling.
Hey, we laughing all the way to the bank on y'all broke ass niggas. Young Black, Stanley C, straight slamming click. These niggas mad, man, cause we grind.
Money on my mind all the time, so I'm hustling. We hustling.
Hey, nigga, stop the hate and get some cake. Broke ass motherfuckers. Stop time to shine, nigga. You know what time it is. Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, down south, 219.
All right, let's get into some real shit.
All right, y'all, welcome back, man. Hey, man, you know what? I gotta dedicate that song, man. I gotta dedicate that to Leo Lifford, man. That's the most hustling motherfucker I ever knew in my life.
That's true.
That was a hustling motherfucker, boy. That's what that song reminds me of.
True,
right, let's just keep it real. That motherfucker was a hustler, dog. That motherfucker was a hustler. You know what I mean? And speaking of hustling, Sam, okay, allegedly, let's say allegedly, you were a hustler that got out of the game, right? I'm talking allegedly now. You got out of the game. Now, do you tell like your war stories to the youngsters to keep them out of the game? Would you do that, or would you encourage them? You know what I'm saying? Just hustle, do what you do. Just get money. Anybody?
I tell them the truth. They don't got no pension plan, and there's two places you're going to end up, jail or dead.
And I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. Just think about, I mean, hell, we can just think about the projects, man. How many people actually made out of the project, dude?
I mean, you had a lot of them actually made it out. I mean, it's just a simple fact of, everybody,
what they had to lose or how much time they did before they made it out the game, though.
Well, hey, I'm going to tell you.
Ain't too many of them just walked out for a while. Two lucky motherfuckers just walked out free will.
Well, I'm going to consider myself one of the lucky ones.
Well, but see, everybody ain't lucky like that, man. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You know, I mean, when you break down and look at the project, you only saw two people. I mean, honestly. You only saw two people. I'm not even going to say their names. But you only saw them two. You know what I mean?
Them two made.
Well.
No,
I guess you can't say that.
No, because now, as far as the original, we just gonna call him the original. He's a preacher now.
Didn't know that.
He didn't do no jail time. And as far as the other one, I ran into his daughter the other day. This dude like one of the big head guys in a mill, in a steel mill.
Well, hey, there you go.
So
there you
they
go.
Made it.
Now, I would love for them to answer the question. You know what I mean? What you tell these youngsters out here, man? It's so different, man, from when we grew up, man. Because you had to know how to fight. You had to know how to throw them things. Now, they just pick up a gun and shoot your ass. You know what I mean? That's why I would never, ever, I hope and pray that I would never have to get into a scuffle with one of these young motherfuckers out here, man.
Can't fight them, man. They gonna come back and try to shoot you.
Which means I got to shoot them first.
I
don't
want
to go to prison.
I hate to say that, but that's just my opinion, man. You fight one of them young mothers, they gonna come back and shoot you.
Okay, hold up. I understand that,
I said that's just my opinion.
I'm just saying. Hold on, man. I ain't said nothing about it. I ain't want to get your answer yet. You get on the defense too quick.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
Now, you know my saying, where the white women at?
No, but that's...
Go ahead, make your point, man. Make your point.
As far as ladies go, I mean, how do y'all feel about the younger generation of ladies?
Of ladies.
Good question.
I feel like they don't have respect for themselves because that's not what they've been taught.
Okay, now elaborate. What do you mean respect for themselves?
I see a lot of insecurities. A lot of these girls, you know, they look for men to validate them. Need to love themselves. They just insecure about themselves.
I agree with you 100% on that. I do it every day.
And about giving up their stuff to whoever, whenever. You know,
yeah.
they don't recognize it's worth. It's worth more than a McDonald's Happy Meal.
Get a dollar for it at the pawn shop.
Okay, now, Janine, let me ask you a question on what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think it takes to validate that young girl? Her mother, her father? Do you think it takes a father for her to validate?
Whoever's in the house. Of course, it would be great if they had the father there and he was validating them. But if not, the mother can do it. It can be done with the mother.
So you're saying a mother can validate her daughter? I didn't know that. That's why I always thought that a man would have to. You know, it would take a father figure to validate a girl because, you know, it sounds different coming from a male.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. I think that's good. I do think that's good, and that's just an additional positive for that child to see a male role model. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if they don't have that, it can be done by the mother. Mhm.
Okay, I hear you on that. Now I just wanna chime in on something, man. I went to a father daughter dance this past Friday, right?
Okay.
And you know we got there and it's like okay, and it's always one motherfucker that just and it's just one motherfucker that just gotta keep it gangster. At all times. And I'm sitting there like, dude, we here with our kids. You know what I'm saying? This guy,
right.
I mean, he actually, I mean, the dress attire was, you know, you can be casual or, you know, dress up. You know me, I prefer to come casual. This guy came in, skull cap, knotted up hair. Motherfucking old Dickies outfit on with some gym shoes. And the motherfucker mean mug and talk shit all night. You hear me?
I was just about to try to say, where the feet are high and nothing else, but
he was just in that clown, and so I ain't gonna say nothing on his behalf.
I mean, I understand everybody ain't got it. But dog, the dude, okay, now with him going outside smoking weed.
Oh no.
Like a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You went too fucking far.
Yeah. I must agree. What's the age of these kids, man?
I mean, the elementary.
Shouldn't matter. You're still with your daughter.
Right.
It doesn't matter, but you know.
You can wait. You know what I'm saying? You can wait till you're done with your daughter to smoke your weed or drink or something like that. That's just my opinion, too.
And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at him. I mean, he actually, because, you know, I went to get us some punch, and the dude walked behind me like phone check, nigga. Move. And I'm sitting there looking at him like, come on, man. I mean, we ain't here with our daughters. We trying to show our daughters how to have the proper etiquette. You know what I'm saying? How to be able to, okay, look, this is what my father told me I'm supposed to be about. You know, so any man coming less than what my father's showing me right now is just bullshit. But the dude, no, I'm serious. The dude came and it was just ridiculous, dog. I felt it was just ridiculous. I felt like, dog, you need your ass whooped.
Some people, man, that's all they know, man. That lifestyle, they live that lifestyle every single minute of their day. They don't care what the event is.
I never knew that.
Well, he probably just living that lifestyle, so, you know. He's just living it every day of his damn life. You know what I mean? I think it's fucked up, but hey, to him, he probably thought he was doing right. He's doing it right. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? He probably just looking at it like, well, shit, I'm here. That should be enough.
Well, you know what type of man his daughter will be with.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. My point is.
Which brings me to a question. Ladies, do y'all actually look for a guy that reminds you of your dad?
Of course not, but you always end up being with that one.
What do you mean, of course not?
I was about to say, Father Ty, that your daughter going to look for an old, grumpy-ass old man.
Well, hey. As long as you get out of my pocket, I'm cool. But seriously, though, they say women tend to migrate towards men that reminds them of their father, just like men migrate toward women that reminds them of their mother. You know what I mean? Now, I'm just wondering, am I the only one that think that?
It happens, but I don't think it's done intentionally, is what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, I don't want nobody like my mama, man. That's creepy.
Act like your mama. I'm just saying, just have the same tendencies. Because when you're a kid, all you know is your mom. That's the first woman you know. You know what I mean?
That sounds creepy.
As far as cooking, you want somebody that cooks as good as your mama. I know I do.
Okay,
I think my mama the baddest cook on the planet. So if you can cook like my mama, we got a thing going on. Hold on,
so what you? If your mama never cooked, then you wouldn't expect for your woman to never cook.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You looking for future features like your mother, right? So
exactly.
Right. So maybe your mother wasn't the cooking type. So. Like you get a woman who's not the cooking type. It's something you used to because your mother was never the cooking type.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though. That's what you tend to look for. Yeah, if your mama don't ever cook, then you ain't gonna look for a woman that cooks every day because you ain't used to that shit.
I just said that. You was like, no.
That ain't what you said.
I think
like you got some goddamn sense, people.
I'm just wondering, do females do the same thing? Do you look for those same qualities in a man that you see in your dad? That's all I was asking. But you end up with the motherfucker. How do you end up with it? Say that again, man.
What if their dad was never around?
Then it will fall on to the next father figure. Mom had a boyfriend or something in the house. That was all. Is a dude in the house somewhere? It could be the older brother or anybody. It could be the uncle. Ain't necessarily going to be the dad, but it's that father. Okay, maybe I should say father figure instead of dad.
Right, because you just telling them motherfuckers that they you just telling them they mothers was fucking like that. I mean, damn.
No, I wasn't. I'm saying.
You said it had to be a man.
They groove on too.
Now, this coming from the same person that said my mama better not be doing nothing.
In the old folks' home, I said in the old folks' home. That's let's bring in a new caller. We got a new caller to the show, y'all. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
Who's this?
Selena. What's happening? Hi. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Selena, we know you're in a relationship. Now, let me ask you a question.
Where you get that shit from?
Woman, we already know who your man is.
We in a partnership.
Baby, legs.
I'm just glad he let you call the show today. But let me ask you a question. That's a little inside joke. Let me ask you a question, though. Now, take your guy, and then think about whoever your father figure was when you were growing up. Do they possess the same qualities? Not all of them, but some of the same ones.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. Of course.
Maybe they exact like your daddy.
Hell no. I act like my daddy, actually. I'm my daddy's child. Nah, but he got a smart-ass mouth like my daddy. That's about it. But nah, my dad, he was up. I'm like my daddy more or less. But my stepdaddy, yeah, I would like a man with his qualities. He cool people.
Okay.
He's a man's man, you know. He cool. I like him.
All right, let's bring in Sunshine with a Y. Hello, Sunshine with a Y. How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine. Happy Valentine's Day.
How was your day?
It was beautiful.
Outstanding. Just made my day better. To know that you had a good day. I don't want you snapping on me no time soon.
It was beautiful.
Now, what about you, Sunshine? Are you attracted to guys that have to possess the same qualities, some of the same qualities that your dad did or father figure in your life when you was growing up?
I was going to say my daddy hell to the no.
Well, that's why I say father figure.
Yeah, my stepdad, I wasn't looking for no man like that. But my husband ended up, he has a lot of ways like my father, I call my stepdad my father because he raised me. So he got a lot of ways like my dad.
So see, it does work both ways. Outstanding. Now I'm going to get you and Selena caught up. The first question we had was the Whitney Houston question, which was this goes to both of you. Either one of y'all can answer. Do you guys think the last part of her life with the drugs and the rehab and all that, do you think that tarnished her legacy?
Do you think it what?
Do you think it tarnished her legacy?
Tarnished her legacy?
Not to me. I mean, not in my eye.
No, okay. No. I mean, it is what it is. Everybody has some type of vice or some type of addiction, whether it's drugs, money, men, women, cars, clothes. Everybody has some type of addiction. She just had one of the worst ones.
But you don't think it's time for
her? She's still human.
Right. I'm pretty sure the public gonna have a field day with it, though. Of course.
Okay. Hey, I'm 100% right now. I ain't never been 100% on this show. Everybody actually agrees with me. I'll be goddamn. Well, not everybody, but everybody that count agree with me.
Feel that? Cav must have disagreed.
I slipped one in there because he slipped one in on me earlier. So I had to get his ass back. Go ahead, motherfucker.
I told you that wasn't even directed towards you, man.
Be all right. You'll be all right.
Keep thinking she's too personal.
All right, y'all. I got another song. Guy from GI. His name is Future. He called this "Made Myself a Boss." This is a tight ass track, y'all.
Street style. Perfect attendance. I ran that word to your town. Cause I made myself a boss. 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 I pay my grandma rent and got my little sister a house. I keep a pocket full of money and the time I'm stepping out. Cause I made myself a boss. I made myself a boss. I made myself a boss. Yeah, I made myself a boss. I don't walk in on a stack of 10, so every step's immaculate. All this fucking cash I count, you gon' think I inherited it. I'm a free band nigga on the Harris shit. All we do is inherit. Come and get some water. I'm in Cancun on a water trip. I take that cash and flip that cash. Go to Fifth and Nice Band. Besides the Jeffrey Ballet Band. Got a phone book inside my pants. Got racks in your left and right pocket. You know we callin' them football pads. When I re-up, gotta use a ladder when I count them bands. I'm talking to Diego, I need 20, I'm in Clayco. They gon' go in by the hour. Money car, bad bitches, good powder. What a good connect, you can jug 100,000. I walk on Jimmy, and smoke on loud. I got perfect attendance, I ran that word to your town. Cause I made myself a boss, I made myself a boss. I made myself a boss, I made myself a boss. I pay my grandma rent, and got my little sister.
Hey, child. Welcome back. Welcome back. Another track from Midwest Artists. That's how we do it. Let's bring in Waylo. What's happening, Waylo?
What's good, bro?
Chilling.
How many times he gonna let us know he paid his grandmama's rent?
Right. That's the hook, man.
I understand.
He paid his grandma house. I mean, he bought his little sister house, too. All right,
well, shit, why he paying our rent? Just pay our mortgage.
Oh, no, Sunshine, you got to ask him. I like the track. I thought it was a good track. Me personally.
I don't like the fact that it sounds like auto-tune. I don't like the sound.
No. Ain't that, that's the same sound as,
what's that motherfucker name?
That's just really
Akon. Akon.
I don't like him either. I don't like auto-tune.
That's T-Pain.
Yeah, him. Same dude. Two different names. T-Pain.
Hey, man, check this out, dog. I'm over here in the room, man.
I didn't just heard nothing he just said. But anyway, all right, Waylo, we gonna drop the question to you, man. We got two topics going on tonight.
Wait, man, what
you say?
Hold on, man. Hold on 1 second. If you didn't hear what I said, why don't you just say, well, can you repeat it? Just like,
oh, I thought you said you had to take, you had to go. That's what I thought you said.
No, you ain't think I said no shit like that. I ain't never. I gotta go on the damn show. No, my dog, you really been fucking up late.
I'm sorry, man. I apologize. Can you please repeat that, sir? I'm seriously.
This motherfucker saved that. I don't know what he did, so we gonna keep going. Ain't that a bitch?
Keep the show going, man. Keep the show rolling. Mom don't hurt no more, man. So I'm in good spirits right now. I'm feeling like Wick when you turn this call. What's the matter, Sunshine?
Nothing. I'm redoing my I'm making my husband a man cave, so I'm a little.
You making him a man cave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you rape him?
Huh?
Did you rape him?
Yeah, of course I did.
Good for you. You can tell how trippy she sounded when she first called in.
Right, thank you.
Sounded like Mary Poppins.
Hello. Hi, it's beautiful.
Okay.
It's been beautiful.
Glad you're not in jail. I guess he really didn't mean no.
You know that nigga wasn't going to say no.
Right.
It started off no, stop, don't, and it was yes, yes, more. Please don't stop.
No,
please,
I called
him.
Oh, yeah, I did rape him tonight, but I raped him some more since then, so.
Damn.
But I was told you can't rape the willing, so it wasn't considered rape.
Like I said, I'm glad you're in jail.
I ain't hear nothing. I ain't getting called to court. I don't know nothing. Matter of fact, I can't speak English no more. I bet that went to a dog.
What the hell are you talking about? Stop it.
I have no idea. Wick, what are you talking about, man?
I was talking about the rape if they call for witnesses, goddammit.
Ain't no witnesses, man.
You just told people. I don't know nothing.
I don't need witnesses, and I'm not going to tell on myself if I know it's a crime. Seriously?
Oh, she's going to kill anybody.
I'm from the hood.
Did you wear a ski mask?
No. Nah. And he wouldn't let me use a cuff either, but it's cool.
Just gonna do the handcuff.
Well, if you was wrestling him, you asked him if he could use the handcuff?
Huh?
I'll say, if you were raping him, why would you ask him? You could have just put him on him.
Well, you know, when a man's been to jail before, he don't like playing with cuffs, and these ain't some little cheap plastic cuffs. They actual police issue handcuffs. So
yeah, that could
have
been downright brutal. Nah, if he didn't get that switch on, then I ain't fucking with it. That quick release?
No, it's just real police issue handcuffs. So I went tripping. I still got what I wanted. Shit.
How'd you do it?
That was the whole purpose. What you mean? How I did it? Doggy style?
Was he asleep when
what?
You started?
No. Hell no.
You just pushed him down and just took it.
Yeah, and don't be trying to think about it later rubbing yourself either. Because you asked for too many damn details, like, she did this, she said she did that.
Come on,
man. What that be like?
No, it ain't like that.
I don't know, you done already said, you know.
I'm
saying.
Wait, your aunt's still in the sling? What do you mean, mom? How do you
know mom was in the sling? No, it's not in the sling.
Oh, my gosh. I call every damn week just about him. You going to ask me how I know. You sound like Whitney Houston.
I never want to say my aunt was in the sling. I know you got a good-ass memory, but I don't remember ever saying that.
I didn't say you said it. But it was said on the show.
I must have missed that. No, my arm is not in sling anymore.
Thank you for asking, though. We appreciate that.
Really? Really? I mean, God damn. I try not to say nothing, and he just went on 15 minutes about this damn arm. Who cares? Go to your question, brother.
That was the question, man. She said, is your arm still in the sling?
No, what happened to the question that you was about to say? God damn, you done went, oh, Lord.
Lord, forgive me. For I know what I know not what I do when I see this motherfucker.
Somebody didn't get something for Valentine's Day or something.
I know, man. What's up, dog? What's going on with you, man?
Somebody's not feeling appreciated this week.
Out of his
ass. Wow.
Oh.
That's a low blow. Two in one night. Two in one show.
Whew. Can we get to the question at hand, please, brother?
The question at hand goes to Waylo.
What's up?
When I first brought you in, I was trying to ask you a question, but something just kind of threw me off. Well, we had two questions. First one was Whitney Houston. The first one was a Whitney Houston question. Do you think by her doing the drugs and all that shit the last couple of years of her life, do you think it tarnished her legacy?
Her image?
No, her legacy.
Oh.
Not an image.
Hell no. I don't think it tarnished her legacy, no. Hell, half your greatest people like Elvis Presley. That motherfucker's still gonna be the king to the people. That motherfucker died on a toilet snorting coke or some shit, didn't he?
Something like that. Yeah, but that motherfucker was a thief, man. He stole all his shit from black people.
True. It don't matter where he got it from, he got it though.
Well, yeah, good point. Good point. Point made.
Yeah,
all right,
I'm a
pastor. The other one was something that Janine was talking about as far as validating the daughter. You got kids?
Yeah, I got a daughter.
You got a daughter, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
You validating, right?
You said what?
I say, do you validate your daughter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, what would you do? Okay, let's say your daughter's 17, right? You meet a girl who's 19. You start dating a girl who's 19. Do you think that's a problem? Would you date a woman
that's
19,
a problem.
And your daughter 17? At the age
Hell
you are
no.
right now?
Hell
Why?
No.
Why wouldn't you?
For one, that's statutory rape, man. Well, she gotta be 18, never mind. But, hell, my daughter 17 and she 19. Hell, they ought enough to be, hell, they probably friends.
let's say they didn't know each other though.
I still wouldn't do it.
Okay, now let's
31 and she's 19.
All right, flip it. What if it's a woman that's doing the exact same thing? She's dating a guy 19, her daughter 17. Do you think that's a problem?
Yeah, no.
Yeah and no?
Yeah. And women can get away with, well, now they ain't getting away with it, these women that's having sex with these high schoolers. They ain't been getting away with it, but before everybody started telling on each other or whatever, they used to get away with dating a younger dude that was that young.
Do you think that's would you consider her a cougar?
Hell yeah. If she was my age and she was dating a dude that was 19, yeah, she a cougar.
Okay, now my man Kaz asked a question earlier. What's the age
hell
range
right.
of a cougar?
Age range of a cougar, I'll say about 15 years older than whatever you're trying to date.
15?
Yeah, 15 years older.
So if the woman's 45 and the man's 30, that makes her a cougar?
Oh, no. Nah. I mean, 15 years, but above the age of 21.
Okay.
What? I ain't understand that answer way low.
15 years older than the person she's trying to date, but the person she's trying to date is over the age of 21.
I mean, regardless, if she's 15 years older than him, she still got some cougar in her.
True.
I mean, if he's 30 and she's 45, that's still cougar status to me.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right.
Okay, now,
it's legal, but she's still a cougar.
Right.
Okay, well, all right. I'm going to go down the list.
Why she got to be a cougar, though? Why she can't just be an older woman trying to get some young dick?
Oh, no.
Hell. That's just like, well, why we can't be some older guys trying to get some young pussy? We got to be little cougar daddy.
We either sugar daddies or we call them all, or what they call them? Damn pedophile.
You know what? You're
talking about younger women.
No, come on now. Now, if you're 45 and she's 24, 25, that don't make you a pedophile now.
No, I'm talking about trying to get a 19-year-old.
Oh, okay.
No, that makes you lucky. That makes you very fucking lucky.
Well, got a lot of money, one of the two.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go down the list with the same question, Sunshine. What's the age? What do you think they age to make a woman a cougar? How many years in between?
Shit, I mean, I don't know. I dated younger men, so shit. I didn't consider myself a cougar. I just wanted a younger man.
Okay, how were you when this happened?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm still in my 30s, so I was in my 30s.
Okay, you're in your 30s, and can we ask how old the young man was?
He was, I think he was like 26, 24, 26, something like that.
See, that ain't no cougar.
I don't think that's a cougar.
No, that ain't no cougar.
No, I don't think it is neither.
I wasn't trying to get nobody in high school trying to lure him with no damn iPod or no Xbox or no shit like that.
Wow. Is that how that's how they pulling them in? You come over my house.
I don't know, but one of my girls, because I drive the school buses too. She drove, one of the boys that rode her bus was in high school with her daughter, and she dated him and ended up getting married to him.
Oh, wow.
But his parents knew, and they was cool with it. They said that she kept him focused and in school. So they was cool with it.
Wait a minute, the parents didn't have a problem with the bus driver fucking their son?
Nope.
I don't know if it's a fucking ass bus driver out here now. Yeah, that's an old ugly bus driver with the mole on the face no more. But it's your kid, though. Nah, you think about it. Okay. All right, man. Now, hold up. I've been laying back. I ain't said too much today, but come on, man. That's your son. Your son got something that's looking decent, looking nice. You're going to be like, yeah, that's a chip off the old block.
And she got a job.
Okay, that may be true, but let's flip it. What if it's your daughter?
Well, if it's your daughter, you're going to try to shoot him. Shit, bottom line.
Which is my point.
Look,
someone got me a 30 clip for my daughter.
All right, I didn't make the rules of the world. I just go by.
Okay. All right, Janine, let me ask you the same question. What's your age? I mean, how many years in between do you consider a woman a cougar? Or a man a sugar daddy?
Well,
are you sugar 20. Daddy for the female?
Well, I'll say 20 or more.
20 or more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm 43. If I'm dating somebody 23, I'm a sugar daddy?
Yes, you are.
What if I don't got no money?
Oh, you gonna have somebody fucking around with a 23-year-old.
Right.
Fuck him, you gotta go sell some plasma or something. You gonna be giving them some money.
Hey, I ain't sold no plasma in years. Hey, I used to sell plasma.
I know. A lot of us have.
And then you know what the kick is back in the plasma days? Some motherfuckers didn't want to get no plasma, but they wanted to drink after you get your shit.
Goddamn right. Goddamn
right.
Damn right. Shit.
Gave blood up for them 40s.
Goddamn. Well, you know what I'm talking about, but certain people want to come on the hotline. You know what I'm saying? I didn't drink the orange juice and shit to get our shit back up. Come on, let me hit that.
I'm the first one to tell you, it was me. I wasn't giving up no motherfucking blood.
You get your blood back, man, and they take the plasma. You get your blood back.
I don't give a fuck. I want to get no needle put in me, now. Nah, shit, now. Nah. I'm going to drink that 40 with you.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah. I don't see right along with that. Right on the end of the day, I think they want to get
stuff.
What the hell is that? I
have
no idea.
Neither do I.
That's me.
On something. You got a hairball?
No, it's a drill.
Oh.
All right,
Lucy.
Drill? Don't even ask, though.
I was modeling.
Yeah, I know. It's a very special Valentine.
Oh, she, you got an attachment on the end of that drill?
Yeah, she talking about she making a man cave. Yeah, she making a man cave, all right.
Oh, for real, though?
Drilling like a motherfucker.
I wouldn't be talking to y'all.
Shit, we the best people to talk to.
You know, this show is very informative.
Right.
Y'all
got to
admit, y'all learn something new every week.
I know I did. Just fucking with Janine alone, you done learned how to do all type of new techniques.
Yep.
But let me finish up the question, dog. Where I leave off at? Lucius, what's your age? Yeah, 15, 20.
Probably 15 years. About 15 years.
45.
With diabetes. what about you, dog? What's your age limit, man? How many years in between, dog, to make her a cougar? Now, the men, we talking about the woman being a cougar.
I'd say about 20.
So she's 40, you 20, she a cougar.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, dog? How many years in between to make her a cougar in your eyes?
I'll say 15.
Okay.
She is.
Okay.
Over
a lot of...
You over there taking it like a champ, ain't she?
When I see you, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Damn, when she did shit.
God damn, that's some good-ass cane.
That nut is real tight right now.
What's going on, girl? You trying to meet Whitney? What? Don't worry about it. It was just a joke. I forgot who I was talking to. I'm sorry. I apologize
for my outburst.
That was right on cue, dog. I apologize. You be ready to snap on me, man. I'm scared of shit.
I just asked you, what did you say? Because I didn't hear you.
I didn't say nothing. No,
I'm in a lovely mood, so I'm not even...
You're not even what?
I'm not even in an aggressive state right now. I'm in a good mood.
Really? So I can say just about anything I want to get away with it then right now?
Oh, hell to the no.
You just said you wasn't in an aggressive mood. Now you're cursing at me.
I'm cursing with you.
Well, what did I say last year on Valentine's Day?
I don't know right now.
Oh, okay. You got that grief. You tend to remember everything else I say around this motherfucker. Well, you
mm-hmm. Like that bullshit you were talking about your mama, but I ain't say nothing.
Hey, we can keep my mama out of this. You talking to me, not my mama.
It was about the statement you made earlier about what you said about your mama. That's what I was referring to.
What did I say about my mama? I love my mama.
I know you love your mama. Everybody out here know you love your mama.
What did I say?
When you was talking about, you said you were talking about when your mama was in the nursing home, she better not be trying to get none. Maybe you don't want to know your mama trying to get none at no point in her life.
Well... I mean, but the reality is that we all know it happened. But I'm saying it shouldn't happen in the old folks' home. That's all I'm saying.
It don't happen. Well, but she feel like letting it happen. And nothing you can do about that. She a grown-ass woman.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold up. I got a question. So if she's 65 and he's 50, does that still make her a cougar?
that's just two old people trying to get it off.
That's a good question.
Do that still make her a cougar?
Technically, they senior citizens, so they in one group, so she ain't a cougar no more.
Oh, my goodness.
She'll be about
15
years, though.
We got cougars in the nursing home. And then them old dudes got money, so, shit, they racking up in that motherfucker.
I know. They
Medicaid bills paid, Geritol, all kinds of good shit going on in this home.
Fire grown, deck.
Right.
I'll give you no cougars around the nursing home, for sure.
I'm sitting
up on the Walgreens, and there's people still buying fucking Valentine's Day gifts.
They might as well gave it up by now.
Oh, you probably just got off work.
Okay, it's almost over now.
I mean, Walgreens is jumping.
Yeah, they probably just got off work, man. You know, on the way to the crib.
No, they know they can't go home without nothing. Or they got to stop and get something.
So you telling me all these 30 people that just mobbed inside of Walgreens just got off of work the same shift? I don't think so.
Maybe it was that they going to see they other people.
Uh-huh.
Well, they other
That's when you buy everything at one time and put the rest of the shit in the trunk.
Well, see, they don't want to take no chances.
Well, they need a better game plan.
That's a good point, though. They could be, you know, the wife at the crib sleep. You know what I mean? You gotta get his cougar something.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though. I don't think she was a cougar. I was like, sophomore in high school, and she had already graduated high school. And she taught me damn near everything I know.
Well, how old was she?
She just graduated, so she was, what, 20? 19, 20, somewhere around now? 18, maybe?
Hold on, Willow. She had just graduated, and she was 20. She's a dumbass, bro.
Hey, I ain't asking no questions, bro. All I knew was she was a little bit older than us.
Wait,
look, this is graduate 20. God damn, where'd she graduate from, kid?
Hey, I don't give a damn where she graduated from. She gave me my first and my second threesome.
She shut up.
She was grown. She was educated in other subject matter.
Yeah.
Is King still open?
It might have been. We talking about back in the 60s. I graduated 98, so it might have been open.
Okay, this goddamn drill.
Damn. Wait, look. You said 98. You know when Father Time graduated?
That's three. The movie The Warriors just came out.
Man,
that came out in 79. Motherfucker, I was still in school in 79.
That's what you say.
Shit, it was what, your senior year?
That's four. No, I wasn't even in high school when that movie came out, man. Thank you very much. Came out in 79. There you go.
Man. He say 98, like, shit, yeah, you know, that was 98. Shit, Pop, like, 98. Nigga, I was just getting in my pictures at 98. What the hell are you talking about?
You know, you ain't that much younger than me, bro.
But the point is, I'm younger than you.
Not by much. What are you talking?
You know what? You kills me. Now you want me to catch up with you. Back in the day, oh, motherfucker, you ain't nowhere near my age. But now you want me to catch up with you. Now you don't want to be old by yourself. No, fuck that. You're going to be old by yourself.
Well, I'm just saying, you ain't exactly no spring chicken, bro.
Well, if I'm not a spring chicken, what the fuck that make you?
I'm a rooster, bro.
The term old clucker just comes to mind whenever I think about you if I'm not a spring chicken.
Clucker, huh? Fuck you, man.
I mean, shit. Hey, I know you got somebody that like it.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
I mean, I know you got somebody like it. We
ain't
gonna say no name. We know somebody like it.
Damn, Skippy.
You
better ask somebody.
You want me to? You want me to ask somebody?
Look at here, bro.
I'm just saying, man. I'm
You're in pretty rare form tonight. Got a lot of jokes. You wanna bring up our special guest tomorrow night, man?
Oh, yeah. Check this out, y'all. Well, you know, ladies, I know y'all didn't hear. I know y'all didn't listen to him too. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow night we got Bushwick motherfucker Bill on gonna be on the show tomorrow.
Word.
Yeah, man. He down here at Napa doing some promotional shit, man. Hollered at him. He say, he was supposed to be on tonight, but his lady came through. He say, you know what I'm saying, he going to kick back with his lady tonight. But tomorrow for sure, man, we're going to have Bushwick Bill on the motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying? Do a little Q&A with him. You know what I'm saying? One of the original ghetto boys. You know what I mean? That old, that's that legend type status there.
I'll be there for that.
Make sure y'all tune in for that.
Yeah, so y'all ain't doing nothing, chime in. Here with Bushwick motherfucking Bill got us all about. You know what I'm saying? He doing a promotional thing, got a couple of things on his plate, so shit, we gonna get it in.
That's what's up. That nigga still rapping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to go kick it with him tomorrow, man. Like I said, we're going to make a day of it.
Okay, that's what's up.
I see, you never know what you're going to get at Sin City. What it's all about.
I know the first question I'm going to ask.
What's that?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Send them to the G and tell them to come to the studio.
Well, shit. Well, you get your ass on, let him too, man. Just call in.
Oh, I'm gonna be on the show.
Hey, did y'all man, I don't want to bring up no old shit, but did y'all ever get y'all bets paid off?
Nope. And I was just thinking about that too.
Oh, say they reneged on the best on y'all, man.
Oh,
what?
Sure did.
Are you saying I reneged?
I gotta come clean. I got paid.
You got paid. Ain't this some bullshit?
That's it, man.
Get back on the show.
Sorry, dog.
I gotta come clean. I got paid.
She better not call tomorrow.
Hey, well, I'm gonna sit on kind of inboxes. Look here, bitch. I have made it easy for you.
Your ass been off the joint by goddamn 10 years. Ain't about time you paid me my motherfucking money?
Right.
I'm sorry you brought it up, dog.
I can see Waylo fucking around in the village, man. He fuck around, get to looking around like, hey, wait a minute. Hey, he gonna study a picture. He gonna study a picture, find out who the fuck she is.
Shit, we ain't even friends on the fucking website. I don't even know. What's her damn screen name?
Sean.
Damn car.
It's Sean. Hey, dog.
You.
Hey, he gonna catch you in the village.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Oh, damn, man. I ain't no dog. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, if this dude get off the car, y'all gonna get a live ass with him real quick.
What happened?
Yeah, well, I must say, I've been compensated.
Man, fuck that. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
I've been compensated.
I don't want to hear that shit.
I'm just
somebody owe me some pussy, goddammit.
Well, Waylo, I just got one suggestion for you, man. You do what
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Talking a lot of shit. You must feel unloved today.
No, actually, I don't. I got more love today. But thank you for calling the show. We greatly appreciate it. Back to the building we go.
All right. Today, you got any last words for us, baby?
Good show. It was nice talking to you all. I will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's up. That's right. Lucius.
Yes.
Any last words for us, sweetheart?
Good show. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Good talking to everybody. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up. Wick, you got any last words for us, dude?
Always a great show. Definitely be here for tomorrow for my boy Bushwick Bill.
Okay, that's what's up. Mr. Big Timer, any last words, man?
Hey, man. Everybody make sure they come with them Bushwick Bill questions. That's what's up. SensitiveBackFoods.com, baby. Check out the website. We made some changes to the site, y'all. Check us out.
I'm feeling faint. I need a nurse, man. I need a nurse. I'm feeling faint. All right, y'all. We're going to get it on up out of here. Same bad time, same bad channel. All right.
Peace.